Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Rachel, thanks again for filling in because Dave could not make it. You're very much Dave-like. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but thank you.
You're very welcome. Rachel, why don't you tell people how they can give us love out there in the internet?
Love us, please, at 6unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com.
Are you like a professional announcer?
Yes, that's my profession by day.
Yeah, okay. Let's get started with the show, shall we?
Yeah.
Welcome to 6 Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Rachel Teichman, who's filling in for Dave Brzezinski, who couldn't figure out how his computer worked.
Hey. Now,
hey, Rachel. Hey.
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 Hey. Rachel,
we have a great contestant on the show. Her name is Blair Nias. Welcome to the show, Blair.
Hi. Pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. We're going to have a really good time. We have a great studio audience, and our studio audience is Mudit Verma and Caitlin Bailey. Welcome to the show, studio audience.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Now, Blair, I'm going to give you the rules of the show, and then after I give you the rules of the show, we're going to get started. All right. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I will ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I don't like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, I'll decide at the end of the show whether or not you get5 whole dollars, which is real money.
Oh. Now,
yeah, right? Right?
Yes.
Blair, let's get started with question number one. Question number one, how do you pick friends?
Oh, it's very like detailed and specific. I have to make sure that they get my very dark sense of humor.
Okay.
So if anyone laughs at me at inappropriate jokes I make, then we're good. That's it.
So your friends are kind of like friends / fans?
Oh my gosh, that sounds very narcissistic, but possibly true. Yes. Surround myself in an echo chamber of people. I just feel like if you can't laugh at things, like you could be a serious person in your real life, but when you're around me, if I can't make you laugh at my dark and messed up stuff, then I'm just going to feel awkward and you're going to feel awkward. And there's no point in us being friends. Like, it doesn't matter how much we have in common. So you need to be able to get my horrible, like, dark humor, and then we can be cool.
All right. You know what? I'm going to give you a bell on that question, and I'll tell you why. It's because I feel like you discovered something about yourself. So
there was some self-discovery there, yeah.
Now, Blair, we're about to move on to question number two, but before we do that, can you please tell people out there what you do?
Well, before the pandemic hit the planet, I was and still am a touring stand-up comic, and I do some acting and writing when I'm able to. But I guess currently my job is stay-at-home mom to two children. I have a 20-month-old and a 2-month-old. And that's why I have all this gray hair.
So. All right. That is wonderful. And congratulations on all those kids. All right.
Thank you.
Question number two. What brings you the most joy?
Food.
Wow.
Well, me too.
How are your kids?
I know, I was thinking about that, but I see them all the time. So if I had more separation, I think that might be like close second or third. But
you don't eat every day?
Not really. I have two kids. It's a gamble. But elevated food experiences. You know, not just like watching the cooking shows and plating and new restaurants and finding out interesting ways to put cheese on things. Just I get excited. I get goosebumps over food. Not my children don't give me goosebumps. So
Rachel, you said that you like food. Did you? You said that.
Yeah, food is a big part of my life for sure.
You Great. Look forward to it. Yeah,
it's the best. Food is wonderful. I love everything about food, and I can just go on and on and on.
You don't. But Blair. You know what? I'm going to say Nobel on that question, and I'll tell you okay. why. It's because I'm not as into food. So because Nobel for you. All right.
Oh no.
It is time for question number three. Question number three. Have you ever had to run from an animal?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah. Huh. What happened?
I'm trying to think. I feel like I have a dog. Oh yes. Yes. Okay. I was like, I feel like I have, is this a dream or is it real life? It was like so long ago. A Doberman Pinscher got off of its leash when I was like 10 years old and I had to run. Oh God, I'm sweating just thinking about that. I got bit. Did not run fast enough.
Were you alone or where were you?
I was alone. I was getting off the school bus. I was going home. It was my neighbor's dog and he was very old and kind of senile and he got off his lead. And someone told me if you hold out your fist, that a dog or like an animal can't bite you. What they really meant is they can't bite something off because like right. it can't clench down all the way. So I got bit because I stuck my hand right in its face. So I've still got the scar and a good lesson. A good lesson.
How did you get out of that situation?
I don't really remember. I think I kind of blacked out. Like it bit me. It eventually got put down and kind of because of that incident. I know I feel bad. But I was not the first child that had bitten. So that was why that it was kind of old and senile, but yeah. Well,
I mean, you only get three, so I get it. You know what? That was a poignant story. You get a bell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, don't stick your hand in a dog's face. Like,
yeah, I mean, it sounds like bad advice, but when you're 10 years old, you probably don't really second guess things that people tell you as much.
No, I was like, this is a good idea, and I am so happy I remembered this useful bit of information.
I'm going to try it right as soon as we're done recording.
Oh yeah.
Make sure it's a small dog.
Don't just because you look 10 doesn't mean that you should do that, Rachel. It is time for question number four. What is the biggest internet fight you've been in?
That's funny. Let me preface this by saying when you're pregnant, you have raging hormones. Okay. I'm already a bipolar person that's just like very fluctuating with mood. And like people see me being happy a lot and smiling and they think that that's my general personality and they test me. So we've got two things to preface this. But yeah, no, somebody was in an argument with me, a comic, a white male comic, and insisting that they should be allowed to use the N-word on stage. Yes. And I could have taken the high road. I guess it's a high road. I don't even know what the high road is. I'm not usually on it. And just said, I don't agree with you and unfriend, block something, or just discontinue conversation. But instead, I put him on blast that I was like, I have 330 Facebook friends with this mother, yeah, and make sure that you guys all unfriend him too. And what ended up happening was that one original fight stemmed into like 33 individual well-meaning white people fights and lots of microaggressions of people telling me that I shouldn't use the word either and that it's harmful to the culture and that nobody should use the N-word and that their grandson is half black so they can say the N-word and just a lot of stupid arguments. And I was just very hormonal and pregnant and I'm just like putting out lots of fires. I'm like, oh, there's another comment. Like I was on my phone and the laptop at the same time so that I could answer all of them and dispatch them. So yeah, that was a little bit before the Black Lives Matter movement. It kind of got its second wind.
Right.
And I was kind of fighting this good fight alone. But needless to say, a lot of my friends on Facebook now know where I stand on that and hopefully won't mess with me anymore.
That's a great story. I've actually had a run-in with comics. And I mean, of course, it's just in the comedy world, it happens all the time because I actually asked a white comic who used the N-word in his act. I asked him my theory on white comics and the N-word. It is that especially male white comics, they want to use the N-word because what they want is they want people to turn around to them and be like, you're the one, you did it. Like, you're the one who finally made it okay. It was you. And they're all like reaching for that goal.
Yeah. N-word. N-word.
That's what they want. They just want people to be like, you're the guy who did you the chosen one. That's
right. Yeah. So,
And you know what? Because you helped me get that out, you get a bell.
Yay! I try.
Yeah, I feel for you for that. It's time for question number five. Question number five, what is your favorite drug?
Oh, power.
Oh, I think you're using the roof over the corner.
You know, you're right.
Finger cutting cable.
And
why is power your favorite drug?
I don't care to elaborate.
What? What a crazy bell move. Well, you know what? I don't care to give you a bell. I guess we're
here. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm a control freak. I'm like, and, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm anal. And it's like, you know, and when you can be in control of everything, you can have this delusion.
That noise was Rachel before the show began. She put her diploma up on the wall and it just fell off.
It's 2020.
I did that.
No bell on that question, but it's time for question number six, Blair. Question number six. This is funny because in this question, Dave would have to be here, but he is not.
Figure out. Oh, Dave.
But it's still a fun question to ask concerning what you know of Dave right now. Okay. Here's the question. What do you think the biggest problem would be when dating Dave?
Oh, man. The biggest I mean, there's a list of problems, obviously. But where to start? You know, in the brief moment I was allowed to meet him, as they're trying to set this up, I was sitting here thinking, like, this is my type. So, honestly, just a Gen Xer that's got technical difficulties all the time with a very strong New York accent screaming at me. preferably white. I'm like, it's not that I discriminate, but they just seem to fall in my lap. So I know. Okay, this is a horrible assumption. I think the biggest problem with dating him is that I'm just going to assume that some, if not most, of his family is racist or wouldn't be excited about a loud Black girl that he brought to Thanksgiving.
So you're like stealing him away from his family?
Yeah, we're just making it tense. Yeah, I feel like there's someone in his family that would call me colored. I don't know. Maybe. That's an assumption. I don't know. Not him, obviously, but you know, it's the family. Maybe the family.
You know what? I'm going to say Bell on that question. There you go. Because you really went for it and told your true thoughts, and I like it. So that's fine. All right. So, Blair, you've answered 6 questions, and now we're going to decide whether or not you're going to get 5 whole dollars. But before we do that, why don't you tell people out there where they can find you?
Well, like Caitlin here, I have a Y thrown in the middle of my name just for fun. So I'm going to have to remember how to spell that first. But BlairNiasComedy.com is the one-stop shop for everything. And then my social media, like Twitter and Instagram, is at Gummy Blair. So it's been spelled B-L-A-Y-R. So, and that's because of all these gums right here. I have a very gummy smile. So, and yeah, follow me there. Like and share. Let's be friends.
Rachel was a big fan of your handle.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
You have a really great handle. Can you tell me what your favorite flavor of gummy bear is?
Pineapple.
Yeah, same.
Do you just say same for whatever people say, Rachel? Because I noticed you've been doing that a lot.
No, I have a hierarchy. It goes pineapple, lemon, and then like the green, and
sour
then
apple green or lime.
Sour
green?
Apple green. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I am sorry I asked. Blair.
Yes.
You answered all 6 questions. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. And as always, we're going to canvass the room. First of all, moot it. Should Blair get $5? Now, I'd like to remind you that when asked if you should get $5, she did say no. And then you ended up not getting $5. Just want to remind you what happened.
No, I believe Blair should get the $5 because I love putting cheese on all of my foods as well. Because I'm actually vegetarian, but I don't know that I would ever make it to vegan because of cheese. Cheese is my culinary go-to. So I'm a big cheese fan as well. Yes.
Now, Blair did also say that you're so nice that you wouldn't do anything about it. Seems like
Yeah.
Victor is provoking you.
Yeah. She read you.
Should Blair get $5? And I'd like to remind you that she just got away with something. So what do you think, Caitlin?
Absolutely. Blair's hilarious. She's a working mom. She survived a dog attack. I couldn't have asked for more. Yeah. I mean, like, what are you talking about? She nailed it. A disappearance and also in life.
All right. Great. Rachel, what do you think? Should Blair get $5?
Well, the fact that she literally gets high on arguing with people on the internet is worth the frustration. $5. Yes.
Oh, yay. Okay. Well, everybody seems to agree that you should get $5, Blair. What do you think?
I would just like to let you know that I would use it towards food. So,
that was something we agreed about earlier. Well, I'm going to give you a chance. What kind of food?
Burritos.
I like burritos. You get $5. Way to go. Okay. All right. Hard to show. You're a great contestant. Okay. Rachel, so tell me, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that power is an excellent drug.
Great. You learned that power. You want to elaborate at all? I mean, I know you don't guest co-host a lot, but
in fact, that is true. And I'll elaborate by saying that power is the social construct that,
you know, this is taking forever. Why don't we just wrap this up?
Good idea.
All right. So why don't you find us at unseemlyquestions.com and at @6unseemly on all social media. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.